Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Oh, we're back. It's the worst day of the week on the WIP afternoon show. Because it's a Tuesday, right. Ike has proclaimed it. We are at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club once again. Ike, it's raining, but inside, the sun is shining. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike.
Yep.
We're coming off a good day yesterday.
Oh.
Good, not a great day. Could have been a great day, but it was a good day, though.
Okay.
Very good day. It was a very good day.
Very good.
When we combine the atmosphere leading up to last night.
Yes, sir.
With the NBA lottery draft, the rights to Ricky. It was an awesome evening. We end up with the number 3 pick. We keep our pick. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Sixers basketball again. It's been a while since I've been excited about that, Brother Spike. So I can't wait to talk to you about that. Lost in all of that excitement last night, Jackie Baseball, is that we somehow came back off the road trip and forgot to hit last night. Right?
Yeah.
And we let one get away, but I'm not concerned.
No. You believe, Ike. You believe.
I do believe.
Some are saying Ike may have jinxed the
Phillies. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I said that.
Yep.
Even I said it last night as that one ended up in favor of the Cardinals. But I'm not taking it back. I still believe in the team. We got a buzzed head, Bryce Harper. Can't wait to get into that. Holla at your boy.
He really is trying to take the Eagles playbook of last year and will it into existence with this Phillies team. No, it worked. It totally worked. And some people today.
It worked for the Eagles.
It did work for the Eagles.
Yes.
It won't work for the Phillies. Nothing works for the Phillies. So I'm excited for the groups of people that we were helping out today walk by, and they're going to look at me and Ike and say, there they are. The two best golfers we've ever seen.
I'll take that.
Well, I did hand people Surfsides.
You
too.
Did.
Yeah,
you
look, come on.
You look cozy.
Yep.
Well, at least you stayed dry.
I did stay dry, mostly stay dry. And look at this, another polo.
Look at him. He looks good today.
It's two polos in 2 weeks.
I will say that is back-to-back.
There we go.
And two shirts that I would have worn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can see myself wearing those, yes.
I feel good about it.
I brought out the Tiger Red today.
I did.
Which is an
interesting
choice.
Power move.
Yeah. He knew he was about to be on some par threes. Trying to help some people.
That is true. That's all I had was par threes today. But, yes, what do we got today, Brother?
Well, we got a big show. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot.
Awesome. We got a lot to discuss.
A lot to talk about with Elliot. 4 o'clock, the great Phil Martelli will join us to talk about the potential players the Sixers could get at number 3. And we do start with last night's lottery. It was a great night. And I am back. I am back. And I know that if you listen to this show, you think that I am optimistic about the Sixers all the time. But that is a lie. I am often incredibly pessimistic about the Sixers. It's only when you force me into a corner do I start saying how things could work out. But to be honest, I was in a very, very bad place before that lottery yesterday. Knowing that even though I want with all of my being for Joel Embiid to have a healthy year, you know, who knows whether it's going to happen. Even though I want with all of my being that we're going to see Paul George have a normal season, who knows. So like inside, I was at war with myself. And yesterday, as they were revealing team after team after team, and we saw the chances that the Sixers would get their pick go up with every revealed team. And then once we got to six and we didn't see the Sixers and we made it to the commercial.
Wow.
Which is the goal. Get to the commercial, get in the top three. And that's what happened. And Ike, once again, I have hope. I believe that there is a future. And I don't know yet who I want the Sixers to take at number three. That'll mm-hmm. be a fun month for us to have to start going through these players because, you know, we hear their names. We hear Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe and Trey Johnson. We hear all these names, but we haven't really watched these guys a lot. So we will have that opportunity. But I believe that the Sixers, a future, no matter what happens with Joel Embiid, no matter what happens with Paul George, at this point, to me, the greatest thing about sports is hope. And winning is amazing, right? But hope, the potential of winning, to me, is what I live for. The hope that there could be a future, the hope that there could be a win. And yesterday in the lottery, I was given hope again. I am back in. I am all Sixered up. Let's go.
Up with hope, down with dope.
That's what I'm saying.
Was that Jesse Jackson?
I think it was Jesse Jackson. Yeah. Yep.
Is that Dare?
Yeah. It might have been.
All part of that. No, I feel you, though. And use the word hope a lot there.
Yeah. Well,
that was a lot there. I don't think that was by accident.
No, because that's what it is.
No,
it's,
I agree.
It's the idea that there could be a future.
It could be something different, yes.
And the truth. And for, you know, they talk about making lemonade out of lemons or whatever, right? This season was the most lemon-ass season I've ever seen in my entire life, and we got lemonade from it last night, you know?
Aren't you supposed to get lemonade from lemons?
Well, no.
What else would you get from lemons?
Without the sugar, there's no lemonade.
Well, is this lemon water?
Yeah, it's sour.
A little bitter?
Yeah. You've never heard that phrase before?
No, I've heard it. I just never thought about it. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though.
Yeah.
Despite your lemons. I'm with you with last night. And quite frankly, it needed to be a top three pick. You know, if it had been five or six, it's like, okay, whatever. Now we're getting the scraps of what's left over that the other teams didn't choose. At least at three. We know Cooper Flagg is the number one overall pick. You know, Harper is there slated at number two. But Bailey, I'm seeing from a lot of people, they think, you're talking about two players that almost have the same level, ceiling level.
Depending on who you're looking at, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, and then like you mentioned some of the other young guys, the Trey Johnson, the Edgecombe kid from Baylor. Like some of these kids, I don't know a whole lot about them, so I'm cramming for this exam before the draft gets here. But here's what I will tell you. I'm excited about what we could do. That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the possibilities of where the Sixers could be going here in the future. You got a couple of young players in this number three overall pick, Maxey and McCain, young guys, some other young guys that we picked up throughout the late
Justin Edwards, Dembona.
Yeah, all these guys are nice young players that we can continue to build around. I've adopted the thought process of OKC, Cleveland, right? Like, these are teams, Indiana, like, these teams, I'm not telling you I don't want a star player. That's not what I'm telling you. But I'm also not feeling this fatalist covering that if we don't have this star player, we don't have a chance. What I'm seeing right now in the NBA, these quote-unquote star players, most of them are, like, the older guys. The young teams around the NBA are well-rounded, wings, athletic guys that can get their own shot, 3-and-D type of players. Like, that's what I'm seeing around the NBA right now. And if the Sixers can start to add those type of pieces, who knows, in 2 or 3 years, we could be looking at a team that we didn't expect to be right back in the conference finals. Because Boston, despite what happened last night, that tragic situation, and the news hasn't come out officially yet, but that did not look good for Jason Tatum last night. Either way, they were on a short leash anyway, Boston, as far
well, because
as
salary.
Yes, because of salary, how long their reign could last. And I look at the other teams in the East, we're not that far away. I mean, I look at New York's team, God bless them. A team, I'm not looking at star. I love Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but you're not.
But other than that,
I'm not. So I feel good. Now, we got to get the right guy at three.
Or trade it.
Or,
there are a lot of. Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
That player better be pretty good.
Or trade it for two picks, or trade it for. I think there's a lot of options there.
Trading up?
Trade back.
Oh, you want to trade back?
I'm just saying it's possible.
That'll get people going. All we got is
a four-player draft, and we're going to trade back?
Well, I don't think it's a four. I think it's probably a two-player draft.
That's even worse.
Well, no, it's like, and by the way, 215-592-9494.
I'm trying to be optimistic with a four-player draft.
Do you have hope, once again, for the Philadelphia 76ers? That is the question. Jack, before we start getting into the options, do you once again have hope?
No. I needed Cooper Flag. Like, I was all captured the flagged up. You know, yesterday, I didn't even have it in my bingo card that they wouldn't get the number one pick in the draft. And when they went to break, I was like, we got it. Now, you know, maybe the NBA stepped in, which I'm sure we'll break down.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the most rigged draft of my entire life.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And, like, I'm happy they got the third pick. Obviously, a trade back would be really annoying, but I get it from the standpoint of acquiring assets.
I don't get it.
But, sure. I wanted Cooper Flagg, though. Like, I wanted the guy. I wanted the guy that maybe he's a generational player, maybe he's not, but he's the best player in this draft. And adding him to possibly Embiid or in the move Embiid, I was ready for that kind of fresh start. I think they're adding a high quality role-ish type player here at the third pick. So,
all right.
I know we need to ace the pick according to our Eagles insider of the year, but I don't have this renewed sense of here we go, 10-9-8 76ers, get the flag on the car.
I do.
I don't feel that at all. Had they gotten Cooper Flag, I'd be here shirtless.
The ability. What?
Don't worry about it.
Why would you do that?
They wouldn't allow you here shirtless.
I told them that they're not aware.
I wasn't even allowed to wear a shirt without a collar on.
Yeah, but you have tattoos.
Meanwhile,
that's fair. That's a fair point.
It's not a fair point.
It's not a fair point.
It's actually not a fair point at all.
I'm just making a point.
I think the idea that the third pick in the NBA draft is just some role player because we don't know who it is yet, and because it's not Cooper Flagg, I think is crazy. Most times,
you did just say it was a two man draft.
In terms of levels.
Oh, like, when I said I'm an idiot.
No, I'm saying that. I guess what I'm saying is that the idea that a team could have three max players on their roster and add a top three pick in the NBA draft is not something
does
normally
not come along very often.
You really don't get that opportunity. Yeah. And the opportunity that the Sixers have now, and I'm not saying they should trade back. This is just part of, like, when I talk about hope, is that, like, there are options now. There are options. If Daryl Morey, think about Howie Roseman. If Howie Roseman didn't see a difference between the third pick and the ninth pick in terms of quality of player, he would probably trade back and get another pick, right? So there's options there. Do they add two players in this draft? Do they trade this pick and a pick for a young player somewhere that isn't quite fitting in somewhere else? It's just like there is a future now. And I think 2 days ago, you would have asked people, is there a potential future for the Philadelphia 76ers? And they would tell you no. But now, regardless of what happens with Joel Embiid, regardless of what happens with Paul George, you're adding the third pick to Tyrese Maxey, to Jared McCain, to a team that owns all of their own picks except for next year, who owns two picks from the LA Clippers. And I know you're going to hear me, and you're going to say, oh, there's process guy again, building with picks. Well, look at the Thunder. Those are all picks. Look at the Indiana Pacers. Those are all picks, and then one free agent they signed to go on top of it, or traded for, by the way, with picks, is in Pascal Siakam. Like, a lot of these teams are built this way, and you need to get rid of the fear of what happened the last 10 years and understand that, like, this is how it happens, and they have a future again. And for me today, I'm excited. And whether it means Ace Bailey or whether it means Edgecombe or whether it means Trey Johnson or whether it means trading down or whatever it is, it's exciting to me because, you know, Jack, you were talking about yesterday, you wanted something different. Well, we're going to get something different.
Yeah, which is not Cooper Flagg, though.
It's not Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
It's not Cooper Flagg. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have...
What if Ace Bailey is better?
Well, our guy, Podcast P, is...
We'll get to that.
...is in on Ace Bailey. I'm on the Baylor kids to break that one down for you.
We'll get Edgecombe.
Yeah, Edgecombe.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yeah, he's a little Anthony Edwardsy, I think.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, he's very two guardy. He's very two guardy.
Yeah, we're a two guard show, frankly.
We do have a next question today.
Thank God.
It is Dennis Rodman's birthday. Happy birthday, Dennis Rodman. 64 years old.
The worm.
So for next question today,
no, I know. I just think about Elliot.
You'll call up with your sports point, and next question will be who is out there, because Dennis Rodman is a guy who is kind of out there. So, Jack, do you have a nomination for next question for who's out there?
Tim Tebow.
Huh?
Tim Tebow's not out there.
Well, back in the day, he was out there all the time.
He's back to his old tricks. We got to get him behind the glass. We need to be back in the studio.
How does Tim Tebow get brought up with Dennis Rodman?
I love Ramblewood Country Club and Surfside. We need to be back in the studio. We got to put Jack back
Holy
in that
cow,
room.
Tim Tebow.
Ike, do
I'm
you
going
have,
Kanye.
Kanye yes. is out there.
Yeah, oh, I'm going Kanye.
Kanye is out there.
He might be the craziest
yes.
on the planet.
Yeah, he is.
We're not doing the he's a secret genius thing anymore?
No.
I've never bought into that nonsense.
Yeah,
no
I think he went past that point.
Only young people buy that.
Yeah.
Us older people don't buy Kanye's a genius.
Well, by the way, there are a lot of younger people. Elliot Shore Park's not that young, but younger, who are forgetting about the 10 years that they talked about what a genius Kanye was. Like, I don't see your social media, your Kanye t-shirts. What happened? Wait, he was such a genius 10 years ago. All right. My out there.
Seems like you're thrilled for his.
Well, my out there person is actually a member of the WIP Air staff. It's John Ritchie. And I love that about him.
Sure.
He is, you talk to John, you get a conversation with John, and he is one of the more out there people I've, now, not in the same way that Dennis Rodman is, a little more harmless, flightier or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm picking our own John Ritchie. All right.
Okay,
215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? And for next question today, based on Dennis Rodman's birthday, give us somebody who's out there. Our leadoff hitter back where he should be, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, we know the NBA rigged. The league been rigged. We got to put this out there. Like, I don't know if y'all saw that stat. Like, he said in 2011, Chris Paul traded to L.A., and then the next year they get Anthony Davis the first pick.
The
Lakers
yep.
get the pick, and then Zion the first pick. Now this, like, it's like, come on, man. Like, can y'all cover it up a little bit better? When the man, it's like y'all really like.
Well, they did it with LeBron. The LeBron left Cleveland, and the Cavs got the first pick. Now they blew
weird.
It.
Like, it's like I don't know, man. It's like, that's why to me, I know, Spike, you're a Sixer guy. I wouldn't say you're an NBA guy. You're a Sixer guy. But that's why I don't really ride with the NBA like that. The NFL, the MLB, them the top two leagues. And then the NBA is like a distant third. Elliot, I don't know what he's talking about with this guy, Ace Bailey. He just like his name. Like, I guarantee you today, when he come on here, he going to be like, well, imagine a number three jersey or number five jersey with Ace Bailey on it. You know what I'm saying? It don't even going to have nothing to do with the player or anything like that. He going to just talk about his name. Like, you know, that's how he operate. But look, I'm going to put this out there. What if, you know, the Sixers, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, put a little package together, try to go get Giannis. Like, you got Tyrese Maxey. Try to, you know, push it. Or shoot, throw Jared McCain. With the third pick. Jared McCain, third pick, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Joel Embiid. And bring Giannis to the Sixers, man.
Hold on, we giving up McCain, the third pick, and Embiid?
Well, because you have to do it for salary. Giannis is making $60 million.
Exactly.
That's one thing. Yeah. I'm just saying we're going McCain, the young pick, and the third pick.
The problem with a guy like Giannis is like a current star. Like Joel Embiid, if healthy, you could do that straight up. But he not healthy. It's not Joel Embiid like 2-3 years ago, Joel Embiid. He looked at it as damn as good. So you're going to have to throw stuff in there to
I would give up the third pick and Embiid.
Yeah, you could do that. But I don't know if that's enough, though.
That's not going to be enough.
I don't know if
that's enough, especially like a team like San Antonio. They got the second pick. If they trying to bring in B, you know what I'm saying? You got to give them something like a guy.
Listen, if the other teams are in on it, you're going to wind up overpaying them.
I mean, I think OKC could be in on him. I think, I think there's a lot. I don't think we're getting Giannis.
But this is what the Sixers got, though. Giannis said he want to stay on the East Coast. So OKC, San Antonio, them West Coast teams. So a team like the Sixers, you know what I'm saying, East Coast team, he want to stay in the Eastern time zone, leg up on them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what? Dame wanted to go to Miami, and he went to Milwaukee.
Exactly.
I'm just saying Giannis can want to stay wherever he wants. He's under contract. So
right. And they can send him wherever. All right. Who's out there? If Kanye West, I apologize about the slip-up. Y'all know I normally don't do
it. It's all good.
It's all good.
You know, if Kanye West is one, I got 1B, Antonio Brown.
He is out there. Antonio Brown is out there.
That's a big answer.
That's a big answer right there.
That's a big answer. Yeah, and he's leaned into being out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his whole, like, his whole being is out there. It's almost like I forgot that he was a football player at one point. Yeah.
Because he was a great football player.
One of the best I've ever seen.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? Brett in Warrington, you're on WIP. What's up, Brett?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Hey, Brett.
What up, Brett?
Hey, I guess a couple of things. I have absolutely no hope for the Sixers and their future, and I'd like to get your guys' feedback on this. One, I don't think they hired a new general manager. And two, you guys are talking about the way teams are being constructed now in the NBA, how there's not a superstar on some of these teams that are having a little bit of success. We're still in the second round of the NBA playoffs, and I would ask you to kind of go back throughout the history of the league and to look at who wins championships and to look at the rosters, and I think you're going to find that there are at least one or two stars that are on each of those teams.
Of course, yes.
So to look at what's going on right now in the extreme short term in the second round of 1 year and to say that this is a trend and this is a way to be successful, I don't agree with that at all.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think are the best teams in the league right now?
The best teams in the league right
now? Yeah, the best teams in the league. Not who's still playing. Who do you think is the best teams in the league? Because I want to go through their roster. They may have a star player on their team. I'm just saying this isn't a league where you need two or three stars to go out and try to win. You don't have to have that.
Well, I mean, again, you're talking about I would define that as the teams that are currently left in the playoffs. And okay. So if I'm going to look at that premise, then I'm looking at there's a couple of teams, but again, let's look at history. And history says you need to have a stud or two mm-hmm. and surround themselves with complementary parts.
Yeah.
And again, just to get back to my original point, I have no hope because unless Howie Roseman's making the pick, I have no hope in Daryl Morey to make the right pick.
Well, okay, let me ask you. Yeah, Jeremy Cain and Tyrese Maxey, pretty good picks, right? Pretty
Fair.
Good pick. Yes?
Yeah, Maxey's a good pick. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Cain was the...
He's about two guys who weren't even drafted in the top 10. They're very good players, especially for where they got drafted at.
Well, Maxey's a top 20-ish player in the NBA currently, and Jeremy Cain was the leader for Rookie of the Year before he got hurt. Okay, Adem Bona, what we saw of him last year, also very good.
It. Yeah.
Like Daryl Morey has not been a bad drafter at all in his career. If that's your problem, there are a lot of issues you can have with Daryl Morey. But the fact that he doesn't draft well, he actually just doesn't draft very much. He trades picks a lot, but as far as like his draft record, it's pretty good. I mean, you're talking about the guy who believed in Kyle Lowry before a lot of other players believed in Kyle Lowry. You're talking about the guy who believed in Shane Battier's value to a basketball team before anybody else did. Like, he's the guy who went and got James Harden.
Yeah.
And you can think whatever you want about James Harden, but James Harden was the best player on a 60-plus win team over and over and over again. And it was Daryl Morey who identified him, who was a six-man, by the way. It was Daryl Morey who went and got him. So I don't think Daryl Morey is perfect. But for you to say, I don't think this team can succeed, they don't have a bumbling idiot as the general manager.
Well, I those are good points. I mean, I guess ultimately, I grew up watching the Sixers in the 80s, and they've just been so bad now for so long and so disappointing that I'm going to need to see some evidence before I have any kind of hope whatsoever.
That's fine, but I appreciate the call, Brett. They haven't been so bad for so long. I'm sorry. They've won 50 games, three of the last six years.
We understand they haven't gotten past the second round. Yeah,
but it's not like the decade before it.
Right.
You know, the decade before it was a perennial 500 team.
Waste of time.
Yeah, that's not what this team is. This team is underachieved.
Yeah.
100%. But I wouldn't say that they've been so bad for so long.
And I look at the teams, the young teams in this league, right now, and I'm not saying they don't have a star player when you think about stars compared to where they are today. But when I'm thinking about Michael or Kobe or LeBron or Larry or Magic, these players aren't that level of player. I look at Indiana. I look at New York. I like Jalen Brunson. He's a 33rd overall pick. He was a second-round draft pick. Well, the guy wasn't drafted in the top three. Carl Anthony Towns. What was he, the number one overall pick?
Mm-hmm. Number two? Was he two? Was he one?
I think it was one. Nobody views Carl Anthony Towns as a star player.
No, they think of him as top 25 player.
And even that is, I don't even like his game. So some of these guys are just ranked high because this is where the league is at now. But when I'm comparing them to actual star players that I grew up watching and watching guys dominate, these guys aren't that level of player.
Well, I think I'd also say that the thing that might be dying is the big three thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That had a moment.
Remember when we used to think you have to have a stacked roster,
you
need to get this max player, max player? Like, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, that when you look at OKC, they have one star player.
One player.
A bunch of great players, but one star player.
But check this out, a bunch of great players, none of us outside of guys that actually
NBA
pay attention
nerds
would even know who's on their team.
Right, yes.
You wouldn't even know the players that are on OKC's team.
Yeah, it's not the... I think we are past the Heatles era.
Right.
Because so many of them have failed. By the way, ours, we're looking at it right now, the Suns, it failed.
Right.
You know, like, they've tried doing that.
Yes.
And it doesn't – it's very, very hard to do, especially with the cap situation the way it is. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? We are at –
Damn, Pacers is about to be in the conference finals
two
years in a row. The Pacers, they got a guy on the team who was voted, by the way, by other NBA players as the most overrated player in the league.
Well, they got TJ.
And they got TJ.
And they got TJ.
I'm just saying, Halliburton.
Dinah?
I mean, your dad loves Halliburton more than anybody.
Yeah, yeah, he was first on him, actually.
Well, he just does he it because the Simmons thing.
Of course, by himself. Do we need Jolly on here to educate you on Daryl Morey, by the way?
No, we don't need to. We can do that this week if you want. Or maybe next week.
Yeah, we didn't get
we gotta have
we
that
Jolly's thoughts on Daryl Morey.
Coming up next, Jack came up with a potential trade idea for number three. So, it's an interesting idea. We will
capture the flag.
We will talk. Don't give it away.
Well, it's an, they don't know what trade is yet.
All right. Okay. We will talk about. Well. Okay.
Easy.
Well,
I got it.
It's called a tease.
Let
Total
me
pro.
Do the tease.
Total pro.
Yeah.
P-R-O.
We're at Ramblewood Country Club for the amazing Surfside Invitational. Rain or shine, baby, nothing stops the Surfside Invitational. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.